Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty. It is the middle of June. Are you feeling sexy and summer-like, Carlene?
Oh, my God. Am I ever? No, I'm feeling very basic, although we are both wearing the same outfit.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not a slag, but I think this is amazing because this used to happen when I worked at the magazine.
Wall
you know?
Of same.
The wall of same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've talked about this before.
We have. So we're both wearing almost the identical white T-shirt. Yeah. Black skinny jeans and Birkenstocks.
It's the Monday uniform.
Yeah.
It's how I'm getting through my day today.
Exactly. So I hope all of you guys have your Birks on and are comfy dump ready for this episode because we are delivering. We have so much today. We've got Jane Larkworthy.
Oh my God. So happy.
Former editor of W Magazine. Basically
beauty editor.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Basically my hero when I was a baby beauty editor. I was just like, Jane's Addiction, her column, like who didn't love it?
Yeah, so she's just charming and witty and so smart, and that always came through in her writing, and we were delighted to be able to sit down with her when we were in New York last month.
Yeah,
so she's reinventing herself, and we're going to tell you all about that.
I'm just going to mention real quick, she's the columnist at The Cut now.
Yes,
which is part of why we wanted to sit down and talk to her. But she's also talking about branching out onto another platform, so we're going to save that up for you and let her tell you about that.
Exactly.
And before that happens, I just need to mention that you probably saw over the weekend I was at Founder Made.
Yes.
By the time you hear this, that will be done. And we've talked about this before. Amazing event. Over 100 vendors in beauty and wellness in New York. It's called the Consumer Discovery Show. And there's also some really big headlining guests like Huda Kattan, Bobby Brown. And we're the exclusive beauty podcast.
Yeah. So look out for the highlight reel of your time on the floor at Founder Made. We're going to be packaging that all up in a special episode. That'll be coming into your feed next week.
Exactly. Yay.
Awesome. Okay. But before we get into our chat with Jane, we wanted to bring you guys the deets on a couple of treatments that we've tried.
Yeah.
You did the body, I did the face.
That's right.
And then also some key new launches that we have to get you guys in the loop about. All right, Carlene, the Four Seasons in Toronto, they've just renovated. I was there back in January, but you went to check out the scene of the new and improved digs. So what does it look like? What did you get done?
So
tell everybody.
I was invited to come in and try the Lime and Macadamia Scrub, which is a new service that launched in March. Mm-hmm. First of all, just coming in, they added some lovely millennial pink.
Okay.
They have the quintessential velvet sofa in the lounge, but a really nice assortment of curated giftables that you can buy. So jewelry and really chic swimsuits and body products and skincare products. So it's really nice, but they didn't need to renovate anything else because the pool is huge. It's an indoor pool with a gigantic skylight. So I was able to spend the afternoon there and enjoy my treatment and a little bit of R&R.
Yeah.
But what I think is
that why you weren't answering my Slack messages?
I was in a meeting. Okay. What I think is worth mentioning is the scrub is a dry scrub. There's no shower step to it.
Okay.
And that was new to me.
So you're lying there on this bed.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm going to hit you with the scrub first.
Yeah.
Get rid of all your scaly bits before summer.
Yeah. So it's a sugar scrub, which I'm sure you've had that before.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great for exfoliating and getting the blood flow stimulated. So it's a sustainably harvested cane sugar from Australia from a brand called, I had never heard of it before. It's called Jindilly. But what they do is they refine it. So it's very fine sugar.
Okay.
Sorry, it's raw. I shouldn't say it's refined. I don't know. It's made fine.
Yeah.
So that you don't need water to dissolve it. So they just take the really rich macadamia and lime butter.
Yeah.
And when they massage that in, it just breaks down all of the sugar.
How do they apply the sugar scrub though? Is there a brush involved?
Yeah. So there's a one of those long handle dry brushes that they use.
That's how she works it into your skin.
Yeah, exactly.
So even though it is a fine grain, you're still getting it.
Yeah, you still feel that nice bit of grit that's giving you like that lovely massage. And another thing I was impressed with when, you know how you have to fill out that form before you go in? They had asked, what's your preference? Light, medium, or intense?
Yeah.
Like level of massage. I love that because I think that's a miss that a lot of people, a lot of places don't ask. They just expect you to say. And some people are too shy or don't find the right time or whatnot. Anyway, the macadamia oil has like squalene in it and linoleic acid. So it really helps to lock in that moisture. And I think as the woman who gave me the treatment had said, like a lot of times when you get these scrubs, you just then go and wash it off right away.
Yeah.
So it's,
which I like.
Yeah, I don't.
Different
I
strokes.
Just,
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I liked having no shower. I didn't have to get off the bed. I didn't have to come out of my zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want the room to be that little bit extra warm.
Yeah. Do you get to a massage at any point in this treatment, or is it just a scrub?
When they apply the cream,
okay.
You know, it's obviously like in a massaging motion.
But I just wasn't sure if it still felt a bit gritty. When you're getting...
Not at that point. Okay. Not at that point.
Okay.
So yeah, it's 60 minutes. It's $225. It's steep. If you're the type of person who treats yourself maybe for a special birthday once a year, it's a nice little indulgence.
Yeah.
But I personally would save up for it and do it in the winter. That's when I turn into a total snake.
Yeah.
My skin's so scaly.
Amazing.
I feel like I need to go through like a car wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to do before, like if you were going to do any self-tanning or whatever, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. And how about you?
I got served also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I went to Victoria Radford's new beauty studio in Toronto. And we've talked about Victoria before on the show, but she is a makeup artist and a facialist.
Right.
She's been on the road with Fergie. She's done a lot of celebrity clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I received what she calls the Hollywood facial. Now, why I bring this up on the episode is that the Hollywood facial apparently is that kind of same concept is done by a lot of different facialists in New York. Georgia Louise, for instance, she does Sandra Bullock. She does Cate Blanchett. She does Linda Evangelista. Apparently she has something with a similar name.
Okay.
What makes this different is that it uses a machine. It's called the Ionzyme DF machine. So it's
no wonder you had to look it up.
Yeah. It's called Ion. Picture it like Ion. Enzyme, like enzyme, Ionzyme DF machine. The whole purpose of this machine is that it almost conducts the energy, uses sound waves and electrical currents to conduct the product deeper into your skin.
Okay.
So I'm holding like a, it's almost like a joystick in my hand.
Right.
And it feels a bit tingly. And then she's using the wand part on my face.
Yeah. So it sort of grounds it or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and you can feel it in your hand tingling a little bit, but she also did like pore extraction. And she just, when I first walked in the room, she was like, are you ready for the best skin of your life? And I was like, yeah.
That's bold.
Like when someone's that confident, you're just like, oh hell yeah, I'm
Bring
ready.
It.
And so she used the EGF products on me. She customizes all of them. them for depending on your skin type, your skin tone, your age. But the EGF products, which I really love, are from Iceland.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive product, which is why I think this particular treatment is a little pricey too. It's $275.
Okay.
Something you would do maybe once a season.
Yeah.
Which I have done a combination of microdermabrasion and cold laser before, and that's around the same price point. No one would know that I had just gone for a facial. My skin was very even, no redness, pores were smaller, that whole thing. So I thought it was really, really great. And that she can customize it to anybody's skin type, I think, is important also, that you're not getting a cookie cutter treatment. And I'm seeing the results still. You know, I had some acne breakouts. I found that those were minimized, the breakout scarring.
Yeah. Your skin looks glowy today. I noticed it for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no makeup on today.
Oh, wow. I noticed there was something different. Yeah. I just didn't know exactly what it was. Yeah.
So I think I'm seeing it
better. That's unusual for you. You don't normally go makeup free.
No, never. And also I was traveling a lot last week, which usually makes me break out like crazy because I'm in all these different time zones and sleeping weird. It's really nice when you keep seeing the benefits.
Yeah, for sure.
That's when you're like, okay, it's an investment worth making.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Enough about treatments and us getting, you know, our R&R in.
Yeah.
All in the name of beauty. What products have you been trying at home that you're loving right
now? All right. Let's talk about what's damn good.
Yes.
I tried something that is not that new. It launched last year, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because it was that damn good.
Okay.
So it's the Revlon Youth FX Fill and Blur Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's an SPF 20. And I had been sort of griping to you that I was missing my perfect foundation.
Yeah.
It had been a long time since I found sort of the holy grail. I forgot what it was. I had been trying all kinds of different ones this year and also blending some that were more full coverage with lighter weight. And anyway, I ended up just finding this one in my beauty closet and I was like, what the hell? Let's go for it. It is lightweight. And it fills and blurs, as the name suggests, with optical diffusers. But what I really like about it, it's a medium to high coverage and it really evened out my tone.
Yeah.
So as we know, I have a lot of skin redness and I also have some sunspots, freckles. I don't mind showing the freckles, but those thicker blotches, they can be covered up. And so when I put it on, I use a beauty blender to blend it because it is quite thick. It's almost like a mousse consistency, but it comes out of in a tube. So I had read online a review that somebody was saying they had a hard time sort of blending it in. But I think with the beauty blender, like I had no issues at all. And it was really one of those things where I could have done a half face and shown you and you would be like, wow.
That's great. So do you think this is like Linda Wells' influence on Revlon products? Because she used to be the editor-in-chief of Allure.
Yeah.
And now she's at Revlon. Maybe influencing some textures, product ideas.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I know nothing. But if I had to wager a guess, I would say she's probably doing some quality control.
Yeah.
I just think it's the loveliest soft matte that does not leave your face looking like a mask.
Yes.
And the other big benefit to it, I would say, is that the results last all day. Like I'm wearing it right now. And I just found like even at the end of the day, people were being like, your makeup looks great.
Yeah.
And so I just, it's been so long since I've had that.
Yeah.
No powder required. The
Sleeper
only
hit, right?
Totally. Totally. The only thing that I would say that is not the best is the fact that it comes in 12 shades, which is pretty paltry compared to the new standard, which is 40 shades.
I bet they're going to get on that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's great that the biggest news right now is that the whole 40 shade standard is now coming to drugstores as well. And we know that because I just went to the CoverGirl event this past week.
I missed
week.
It. Tell me.
Yeah. So I ran that on our stories. It's it was for the launch of CoverGirl True Blend Matte Made Liquid Foundation. Bit of a mouthful. It launched on June 1st here in Canada. I think it was in the US for 2 weeks before that. And their claim was that it's the first to mass market with that number of shades.
Okay.
Although we did start getting some DMs of people being like, I thought Maybelline was onto that.
Yeah.
I missed the memo. I don't know what's up with the 40 shades for Maybelline.
Maybe that was like a line extension for one of their lines or something.
Could
but this
be.
Seems to be a brand new range.
Could be. So I'm going to run down the features for you guys right now. Pore minimizing, comfortable matte. Transfer resistant, 12-hour wear.
Sounds like their answer to Fenty Beauty.
Yeah, totally. And I will admit I haven't gotten a chance to try it yet because I've been so hooked on my Revlon. I didn't want to put it down, but they did shade match me. I will be trying it. I will
put it in our chat
room. I'll put it in our chat room. So if you guys want to join, let's all chat.
Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room. Search that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I should mention anything we talk about in the show today, anything at all, will be on our blog, breakingbeautypodcast.com.
And so with the 40 shades, they have light, medium, tan, and deep tones, and then within those families they have cool, warm, and neutral, and the warm refers to golden shades. So a lot of editors were really impressed that they paid attention to the undertones with the 40 shades. So I think there's a higher likelihood or expectation anyway that there's going to be better shade matching than what some other brands that have a lot of shades.
I'll be curious to try it because, to be honest with you, even though Fenty has 40 shades, it was one of my most difficult foundations to match.
Yeah.
I barely wear it because it, even though I went into Sephora, I bought it, paid for this, still doesn't match me very well. Very curious. I feel like CoverGirl, if they're going to do this, they're going to freaking nail it.
Yeah.
And what I love about it is they have women of color in leadership roles driving this change.
Right.
So you're actually have a lot of representation at the top. And that is what needed to happen in order to see this roll out into drugstores, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really bold choices for spokespeople. They have a race car driver. They have Mae Musk. They're kind of killing Issa Rae. It
with the rebranding. Absolutely.
Oops. There goes my water, guys.
The proof is in the pudding and it will really be about, because I know like you had mentioned that Jouer and Dior were also coming out with 40 shades. So
Jouer was 50.
It's really crazy. Going to just come down to what is the best foundation, not who's first, but what is the best. And so that will be, you know, what's going to happen in the next couple months, everybody weighing in and who's going to come out the winner. We'll see.
I know that someone in our chat room said that they had bought it already and are trying it. They're making a YouTube video about it. So please report back. I want to hear everybody. DM us on Instagram.
We do need multiple reviews because I know I'd spoken to a professional makeup artist who was talking about Fenty, and she had said the finish ranged widely, the finish and the performance based on the tone.
It could oxidize or whatever.
Like, so if you're putting it on a fair person, could be very different than somebody with deeper skin tone. So we need everybody to weigh in and let's find out.
Let's hear it. And I'm just gonna bring you some other hot breaking news on Breaking Beauty.
Do it.
This is for all my manicure lovers out there. Launching in July, we have from C&D Shellac this. I'm gonna look this up. The C&D Shellac Luxe. Okay. This is a gel polish. And what is new and different about it is that it...
Do you mind if I have a cookie while we talk?
Go for it.
Okay. I brought this, a dozen chocolate chip cookies. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Don't eat it on the mic. So it's the future of nail polish removal. I adore shellac. I've been a devoted user of it. It's the only gel polish that lasts on me. I do a lot of television. I couldn't survive without C&D. Just your hands are constantly on close up. It's crazy. And they've just continued to innovate. And the most annoying part, everybody will admit, even though if you love C&D, you're like, oh, like I love shellac, but I hate the removal. So it's acetone. You normally sit there for 10 freaking minutes. Your fingers are cooking in acetone with tin foil.
Doesn't feel good.
It's the worst. So this is a 60-second removal.
That's
and
awesome.
Still the two-step application. And it's gets rid of the polish off your nails in 60 seconds, no nail damage. I haven't tried it yet. Can't wait to try it. I just think it's so incredible that they keep innovating.
Kudos
in this category because they're a professional brand and they're thinking about salon owners and spa owners who can't frankly, from a dollars and cents point of view, have a client sitting there in a chair for 10 minutes, just getting polish removed. It doesn't make any sense.
And from a customer point of view, who wants to sit there for 10 minutes doing nothing?
You can't even use your iPhone. Cardinal sin.
Oh my God. That has to go immediately.
Right. But you'd be surprised like how often it's, you're 10 minutes like, oh.
is long with no phone.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. is. And you got to answer emails, you got to multitask, you know? Mm-hmm. They're solving that, coming out in July.
Good stuff. Can't I wait know. To hear more from CND.
Yeah. And
are we ready to roll on to our headliner here?
Yes, we've made everyone wait long enough to hear from Jane Larkworthy, our special guest.
Yeah. So Jane has been, as we said, reinventing herself. She's now got her column at The Cut, which I read faithfully. Yeah. Who doesn't love The Cut? And as we said, she's going to be heading into new territory, may or may not be, still figuring it out. Yeah. But we certainly had fun breaking it down, chatting about it.
And we talked about intermittent fasting. Yep. We talked about what's on her top shelf, what she thinks is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
All of the above. She is so hilarious. So you guys are going to want to listen right to the very end. Without further ado, let's hear from Jane Larkworthy.
Voice for
I'm dying to do one.
Yeah, you should.
I'm ready to start my own blog.
Yeah.
Which I also want to include e-commerce in because like I might get in trouble, but I don't care. I don't work for anybody.
Yes.
It's very nice to be a free agent. And I want to do a podcast. And I think do you know Cherry Bomb?
Yes.
Okay, so she's my best friend.
Carrie Diamond, right?
Yeah. I was supposed to actually guest host yesterday. Like if she's traveling, she's like, "Can you do it?"
Yeah.
And I live for it. Like I just want to do a podcast. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
And I know they're a lot of work. And so far I figured it out. And I'm thinking if I did my own podcast and my own blog, but I'm friends with these people because I've been in industry for 700 years, that I would get them in and I just have to be careful to, like, I want to do something of like what you do off duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like cook with Dick Page.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know, and just like make the frying pan sound and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I am still figuring it out, but I do love to talk.
You were at W for
16 years.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about freelance?
I don't know if I ever want to go full time again. I really like the liberation of it. I did a panel with Club Monaco last night, and when they first invited me, they said the email was, "We're doing a panel called Women Who Came Before," and I was like, "Thanks a lot." But I thought, own it, like. If you're saying came before social media or came before, I was clearly the oldest in the group, I believe, by 20 years, which is kind of painful, but I was. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying, like, I'm, you know, I don't have that late 90s salary that I had at W, but I'm so much happier.
Yeah.
And I bike around the city and I have cut my Amex bill in half and I'm saying yes to everything. And I do, and I am, not that it's monetary or mercenary or whatever, but I am making more and more money as I just say yes to certain things.
Yeah.
But then, like, we were talking about, I want to do a blog.
Yeah.
And I would like to make some money on the blog. So I speak to people like Kim France, who was the editor-in-chief of Lucky. Mm-hmm. Now she has girls of a certain age. Yeah. And she does e-commerce. And I think I've got the voice, maybe not as powerful or as widespread as hers is, but I'm optimistic that might be the next thing to do.
So what do you do in the Cut column if people haven't had a chance to check it out?
God, it's just a gift from heaven, this column. The Cut's editor, Stella Bugby, and I were on a panel at South by Southwest about 5 years ago that Eva Chen asked us to be on. Just name dropping like crazy.
I love it.
So she and I kept in touch, and you know, I see her all the time, obviously, at work events and stuff. And she called me in January and she's like, "Your voice isn't utilized enough. And we'd love you to interview the way that I pitch it is the top brass of the beauty industry or the bold-faced names." And it's everyone from the CEO of Coty to the makeup artist, Dick Page. So it's kind of like half, you know, not, I don't know about half, but, you know, partially corporate, partially artistic, an up-and-comer, someone who is radically changing the industry. And the format is, I always overwrite, but I have a 400, 500 word interview that introduces them to you so you can get to know them, which is a challenge because the people I know, that's very easy. And I can tell a funny anecdote or two. And those who I don't know, the formula that I take is I send the questions to them. And sorry, there are about 30 questions, and they're mostly silly, like, what is always in your refrigerator? What is your fancy lingerie brand or your daily underwear.
Yeah.
Because I'm fascinated with that topic. and I try to change it up all the time, but there are always about 5 or 6 beauty trend related questions so I can, you know, get their expert opinions about that.
But you have, I mean, that's the thing, you have access to so many incredible people and also relationships. So your ear is super to the ground. So like, tell us what you think is bubbling in terms of what's next, the next big things in beauty.
I think clean is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I have kind of drunk the drunk elephant Kool-Aid in that 100% organic doesn't necessarily mean, as I'm saying these words with hesitation, because I'm just, I can hear people being like, you don't know what you're talking about. Does anyone?
Yeah.
Like, I think we're all still figuring it out.
Right.
What formulas work and, you know, all in moderation, whatever. But Tiffany Masterson of Drunk Elephant was saying how her products are clean and there are some great synthetics. Yeah. And she has had me off foundation and concealer for 3 weeks, and it is the most liberating feeling for me. Like, I know you can see my age spots and my under eye circles, but they're lessening because I'm taking better care of my skin.
Yeah.
And I don't have beige crap on every neckline anymore. And I don't look like I'm trying so hard with the color that's always wrong because I don't know if I'm pink or sallow. Like,
curious to know what's dramatically changed your skin, like what products you're loving.
For me, I will break out or get red if you look at me the wrong way. And while I was interviewing her for the cut, and it was on the phone, you know, you make it about yourself at some point, and I was like, dry, big pores, red, inflammation, broken capillary, you know, all that stuff. And because I went straight from like heavily sebaceous skin needing to like mop it up with tissues to dry and red.
Yeah.
Like, people will tell me I have great skin and I refuse to believe them because I've just always been the one with horrible skin. Mm. So I remember when I was 30, I was like, oh, I'll be happy when I'm 60. Not that I'm 60, but I think the oiliness has sort of saved my skin a little, but, I don't know. I just feel like it's less red and less blotchy. In the morning, I know it by heart now, I use Lala Proteini Marula Oil, her tinted moisturizer, and vitamin C. Oh, I got it. And the gel, hydrating gel.
Oh, good.
And then at night, it's about half of that with a glycolic. And what I'm fascinated with is you mix it all together.
Yeah. I know. I like that too.
The smoothie.
Blend it all. The smoothie.
But have we ever done that with anything? Yeah. No. We've all been trained layer. And all I know is like, I think my skin looks better than it has. Yeah. And
sitting across from you, it looks real damn good. It's like glowy.
Well, I also have her new bronzer on. She's launching a new bronzer, which recommends. I forget its name. She recommends you blend it with, I guess, either the hydrator or the Marula oil. And I just kind of like dab it on my cheeks. And
tell us what products are buzzing that you think are actual crap.
Oh,
or services or trends or whatnot.
I'm not sure I get the, and you guys are going to call it out and you say it, not me. I'm not sure I get the blood in your moisturizer thing.
Who's doing that again?
Some doctor.
Dr. Stern?
Maybe Stern.
Barbara Stern?
Did you send me the questions beforehand?
No.
Or rapid fire.
This is a.
Bitches.
We're just putting you right on the spot. Oh, yeah, Barbara Stern. What cream? Haven't tried it.
No, I'm not saying it didn't make me break out.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't know. It wasn't for me. A lot of things just aren't for me. That's a problem with skincare. You like how I'm deflecting your question?
Yeah, I like that.
What works for me might not work for you. So it's a good time to. Thank the universe with your cleanser. Do it in thanking motions. Thank you, universe. And now it's time for the mask. I love these new moisturizing masks. They just came out like 25 years ago. Our eye skin is our most delicate skin. Everyone says their eye skin is very delicate skin. Mine is more delicate than yours is. But follow these steps. Cotton pads. Tea bags, burger patties,
Post-it notes. You want to leave the mask on for a good 20 minutes.
Did you write all the scripts for the videos that you did?
No, I wrote them with Sarah Leon, who is still at W. I think she's the digital director. Thank you very, very much.
I love those so much.
But I acted it without her. That was all me.
Did you ever do like improv or something? Like, well, how did you ever do that?
I did high school theater. I went to college as a voice major. I wanted to be on Broadway. I did community theater
for
like 10 years. And it's so funny. I laugh about this now because I went right from college into Glamour magazine. So I've always been in the beauty department. Yeah. And I would be in these musicals and plays that were so bad. But every publicist would come see it because, of course, they wanted to cater to me or be nice to me.
Yeah.
So I cringe when I think about all these PR people who had
who
to
like,
sit
in the audience.
Through Once Upon a Mattress and, you know, applause. And what else do we do? Kiss Me, Kate. And, like, I did this forever. Yeah. And only my father was the honest one who would be like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen, Jane. So I am comfortable and I'm a little of a ham.
So all of the worlds collided with those videos. You're like, you know what we should do? Spoofs on the makeup, like tutorials and shit. Like, how did you come up with that idea? It's genius.
Oh, funny story. With the makeup, well, the makeup tutorial, yeah, that was I think Sarah's, and then we just spitballed it and we're like, we'll just do this. And then you sit there. And all the stuff is in front of you, and you don't give a shit, and you just throw on the powder. And then the hair one that I did with DJ Quintero, like, he's game for a laugh. Like, the person has to be game for a laugh and not take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
But we also did one where we did an at-home facial, and I did it in a hotel room, very fancy, nice hotel, and it was originally sponsored by Lancome. And so my ad sales team we had done a couple how-tos already. I think we'd done the hair and makeup one. And you know, we were clearly explained, like, it is a spoof, and here is a link to the ones that we've done.
Yeah.
And they pulled their ad when they saw the video.
What? Really? Yeah.
I didn't make fun of, I mean, I made fun of everything, but not their product. Yeah, like, I did include, like, their serum was sitting on the shelf or whatever.
I think I remember
I put Post-its on my face. I put hamburger meat on my face.
This.
We put everything on my face.
And I remember seeing it maybe before, at some before point, I remember seeing a Lancome ad and I was like, with your videos, and I was like, wow, good for Lancome
being ballsy, gone.
Right?
And it was gone.
That's so
Jane's Addiction, sponsored by Lancome.
Yeah.
Jane's Addiction, not sponsored by
Lancome. Anymore.
I mean, you know, respect.
Yeah.
I understand if it's not for you.
Yeah, it's got to be on brand.
You're French. Whatever. But like, We told you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't bait and switch. We did not bait and switch.
Moment, yeah. Right?
That, now, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You were like ahead of the time and they didn't,
yeah,
didn't,
yeah,
see it.
Well, I keep posting them because, and people are like, bring them back. And I'm like, pay for them. And we will. Well, one of the things that I'm doing is I haven't fully signed yet, but I'm probably going to be the beauty editor at large for L'Officiel US.
Oh, very cool.
Which has just launched
slouch.
In the US.
Total slouch here.
Total slouch. And he wants me to do serial videos. So yeah. I'm like, how much can I push it? How much? Because they are just like Lancome. Right. They are French.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we shall see. But he has a sense of humor. Well, but I do think like Desi, that influencer.
Desi Perkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so she was just on CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, I love that show.
Me too, right?
I'm like, I'm probably the only person.
No, it's you and me together.
It. Okay, awesome.
And Alina Cho,
okay,
who, if you know who she is, she was an anchor on CNN. She's now a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning. She's a friend of mine. She told me they did an influencer segment.
Oh,
so my
amazing.
Whole point of this is that they showed a Desi video, and it seems like Desi maybe isn't making fun of herself, but she seems to be at least talking and being real to the camera.
I think that's also like speaking to our generation. We look for realness and something a little more, you know, we're not up for all that class, right? So
I agree. But then there are certain people on Instagram where just, you know, they don't make fun of themselves. They are so fabulous. And the comments are like, you're my inspiration.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, there's a place for both.
Yeah.
There's a place for both. No one has ever said to me, you're my inspiration. I don't think that's a goal. That is a goal. Well, you inspire me to never do what you do.
Okay. What are we at now?
Oh my gosh. So many questions.
What's Fraudulent Chef?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fraudulent Chef is my food blog that I started, I guess, about 3 or 4 years ago, documenting my hits and misses in my kitchen.
Yeah.
We have a weekend house up in the woods, and it has a very roomy kitchen, which New York doesn't have. And all of our, we have so many friends who are either restaurant owners or food writers, and they're always making these, you know, they're making their own fucking vinegar, and they're just, you know, really highfalutin creations.
Yeah.
And we like to create too. We like to try things, but we know that we're not skilled or educated in it. But good olive oil and good garlic, and you're good to go. And so we just started. We had moved into this town up in the Berkshires, this little village, and we started making more and more friends. And we happened to have this very nice sized screened-in porch. So we started having these dinner parties. And then we did them in the wintertime too. And we've kind of slacked off, but we started doing them about at least once a month. And then I write about them. And obviously everyone is photographing their food these days. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to write about the experience. So I've written about everything from the fried sage leaves that were so easy to make to being confronted at someone else's dinner party by a fellow guest who wanted to know why we stopped inviting her and her husband to dinner.
Ooh.
But it's but it happens,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so it's not just about the food. Or I've also written about, like, I'm not great at idle conversation sometimes. Like, if I'm at a cocktail party, what's
new? I find
new?
This hard to believe.
But if you're uncomfortable with somebody or you don't know them very well, you can be like, how are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Right.
Good. How are you?
Just doesn't go
what's
anywhere.
What's new is the worst question to ask someone. What are you going to say? Well, I got this mosquito bite that really itches. Like, it's just, or and if you really have something interesting to say, then you're going to feel like you're bragging.
Yeah.
So I wrote about how when I'm cooking, I'm in a bubble and I don't have to talk to people because I'm way too busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I get it, you know, I try to get a little psychological about it.
Let's do some throwbacks. Tell us about your most epic press trip ever.
I often do think one of the most appreciated moments of fortune in my career is when the Lauders opened up MoMA for us.
Mm.
And I remember standing in front of Starry Night. Mm-hmm. No, not Starry Night. I think it was, oh my God, what a great story. I can't remember what the painting was. It might have been the Monet Water Lilies. Oh God, okay. I don't know anything about art. The point is, I was the only one in the whole room.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this doesn't happen. Yeah. It's really special and very generous of them to do.
Yeah.
What about the craziest place you've ever done an interview? Is it like on a private jet?
You wish. No. The Justin Timberlake interview is coming to mind, even though it wasn't a crazy place. He just wasn't nice, and I was really bummed out about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
It was.
I was there for that.
Did you interview him too?
I did.
How was he with you?
The one thing I remember was walking into the room and he was looking out the window. It was very dramatic. And then he
upstairs,
kind of turned.
Right?
Yeah. And it was like I felt like I was in a video.
And then he came and kissed you.
Yeah. Then my husband always jokes because I was pregnant shortly after that. So he jokes that the father's actually Justin Timberlake. But that didn't really happen. That was an actual video.
Oh, that's very funny. That's very funny. No, he was just like, let me just put it out. I do not do well with fame. Mm-hmm. I have realized that. I get nervous and I, like, if I'm talking, I think it's more about, no, it's not. I just do not do well with fame. Mm-hmm. And I recorded the interview. And I remember hearing myself be like, oh, I forgot my next question. Oh, what about, you know, so he was probably just frustrated with me or like over me. And it was just not a great moment. And at the end of the interview, I was like, oh, wait, one more question. what are your thoughts on the scent of, smell of gasoline, love or hate? And he goes, love. And I'm like, okay, now I love you.
Yeah. Anything that stood out to you where you were just like, I want to crawl into a hole and die right now? Like awkward scenarios with either celebs or...
I recently was meeting with this, what do I call them? Because I'm trying to protect them. Meeting with a company to possibly consult for them in-house, like 3 days a week or something. And it was three interviews, and the first one was great. She was super excited. I was super excited. The second one came in and was so mean to me. And she kept, like, she would say things like, so it's not for a beauty story, yeah. But okay. It is something that comes to mind. She would say, well, you know, who came up with the story, your story ideas at W? Mm-hmm. Well, me. Mm-hmm. And how were they accepted? Like how, you know, like what percentage of your stories got accepted by your boss? How did they do? And I was like, well, my page was actually the most read page and actions purchased mm-hmm. in the mag. And then she'd look down at my resume in her lap. And every time she'd look down, I'd have a look on my face like, what the fuck? And it really was like a little, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
But treat me with respect. I didn't walk in there and say, I'm going to take your job
and
destroy you. Like, yeah. I'm a fairly nice person. But in retrospect, I think she might have been intimidated. I don't know. But I almost got up and walked out. I almost stood up and said, clearly you don't think I, you know, yeah. She basically was saying, you got fired and you're desperate for this job. But why would we want to hire you?
Yeah.
Right. And I just was like, I can't. And it didn't work out, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was laid off last year too.
All right, high five me.
Yeah. Oh, wait, yeah. Gotta do that again.
I know, yeah. Oh, wait, let me get the water one more time.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, and it was honestly, I was at the magazine for 13 years.
Okay, sister.
One of the top three in Canada. They went out of print and I went bye-bye.
And
now I'm freelance. But I don't know how you feel, but I love it.
I love it.
And I do. I so much resonated with what you said about I'm probably making like a third of what
right.
I was making.
Right.
But I don't care. I'm so much happier. And
so much happier.
I love doing this.
You can be so much more creative.
I can be so much more creative. I have my own site that I started and I just love doing my own thing. And I don't have to ask my boss to run a story. If I want to write about something, I'm writing about it.
Yeah.
Are you intermittent fasting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's called the 5-2.
Okay.
It came out of London, I believe. I first read about it in the New York Times. I've been doing it fairly loosely, but I have been doing it for probably 4 or 5 years now.
Wow.
So it's there's a book on it, which I always compare it to like that book, He's Just Not That Into You. Okay. You read the title. Do you really need to read the book?
Right.
And the 5-2, like, read the, I don't have the book, but it's essentially 2 days out of the week, so long as they're not consecutive, you limit yourself to 400 calories.
Okay.
I don't count my calories. I did when I first started it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just snack on those days. So
okay.
I'll eat cashews or dried fruit, which I know is heavy in sugar, whatever. Turkey jerky is a big one. Like, I live for turkey jerky.
Okay.
Whole Foods, turkey jerky.
Okay.
It's the only one I can really deal with.
Yeah.
And I don't count those calories, but I know I'm snacking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I will admit that I get a little, it's not really body dysmorphic, but it's kind of diet dysmorphic, mm-hmm. where instead of the 5-2, I'm more like the 4-3. So it used to be just Mondays and Fridays, which when I had an office job, those were usually the days where there was not a business lunch or a business dinner, so you could
right.
just not have a meal. But now I kind of throw in Wednesdays too.
Okay.
But I lost like 15 pounds when I first
wow.
did it.
Wow.
And I've sort of maintained it. So I'm a little less 5-2-ing and
yeah.
a little more mindful, stopping full stop at like 6 or 7.
We're going to hit you with the most cliched question ever, but it does get to what people want to know, which is what's in your bag right now?
Oh my God. Well, it's a Muji knapsack.
Yeah.
What is always on me beauty wise is Burt's Bees lip balm.
Yeah.
I can't deviate.
Mm-hmm.
The classic one. I can't deviate. Number two is Vertli. Have you seen those? The CBD lip balms. Yeah. She's a former W editor.
Yeah.
Claudia Matta. So she supplies me. Speaking of weed.
Yeah.
So that, and then now that I'm riding my bike everywhere, sunscreen. Although I think I forgot it this morning. Okay. What's always in my bag, beauty wise, is only Burt's Bees lip balm and a beaker bottle.
Yeah.
And sunscreen.
Yeah.
Either Super Goop or MD Skincare Science. I'm having to think of the logo of each one. Mm-hmm. And then there's this new brand called EIR, which was made by this woman who's like this professional athlete out in Montauk. And she does physical sunscreens.
Do you notice with the Vertli, is that what it's called? Do you notice any difference?
That I get like, so high?
What's the difference between that and your Burt's Bees? What are you getting?
My Burt's Bees is just a little thicker consistency for me.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I'm putting a like serious wax on my lips, which is just something I gravitate more toward.
Yeah.
Vertli, I have noticed no calming effects. Like I don't think it changes me at all. Yeah. It's a terrific scent.
Okay.
And I'm not a pot smoker, so I don't know if it's related to pot. I think it's just like a nice shea butter scent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will tell people about Vertli and make them try it, and people will be like, no, I had a really bad experience with pot in college. I'm like, you're not going to feel any different.
No paranoia.
It's just, it's moisturizing, right?
That's it's really moisturizing. The CBD, and she came out with the body lotion.
Okay, cool.
So she's expanding. But it's a really beautifully packaged product as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. We wanted to ask you a bit about beauty supplements because we feel like they're popping off a little bit more here than at home. Yeah. So have you had an experience with taking any beauty supplements, or do you think they're bullshit, or like what's
I think they're less bullshit than they were. I still have not taken any just because I'm kind of a purist, and you know Frank Lipman?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has me on like vitamin D, magnesium, a couple other things because I'm getting older. And I just don't want to disturb the cocktail of my health for my hair or my skin. What I should do, and I'm just too lazy, is bring the ones that I'm intrigued with to him and have him be like, oh, that's fine. That's fine. Which I'm sure he would say.
Yeah. Get him to analyze it on your new podcast.
On my new podcast. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah. Episode one.
See, we're already promoting you.
Now I have to just come up with a name. I was thinking Jane Explains. Either that or, for the blog, it's either Jane Explains or what I really want is the Duchess of Pulchritude.
Okay.
Pulchritude means beauty. No one ever uses that word.
Oh, bringing it
and
back.
And it's so obnoxious that I think if I could try to get away with it.
I'm seeing it as a hashtag.
I'm pretty sure that URL is not taken.
And that's half the battle.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.